St. Fidelis of Sigmaringen, pray for us. You can be seated, children. Well, children, the girls in the choir, sometimes there's a boy or two there now these days. Well, shall we say the choir children were just singing that nice kind of a sad or plaintive sounding hymn that starts, "Once to every man and nation comes the moment to decide. For today's saint," oh, we don't put our children, we never put our feet on the kneelers. Please don't feel free to make yourself at home any more than you would put your feet up on the sofa when you had guests. You know, you have to be polite, because someone has to kneel there then later on. So that would just be rude to do that. So we also sit up straight, and we would never put our feet on the kneeler, because it's the house of God, remember. So we all have to be sort of on duty at all times. It's sort of like you're a soldier, and you're at attention, and you're not sort of at the barracks just relaxing with nobody around. This is the palace, the throne room of the Most High God. That's what church is. Today's saint, by the way, said, "Woe betide me if I should ever end up being a half-hearted soldier in the service of my thorn-crowned captain, our Lord Christ the King." That's how he was. He was always on duty. He was always serving our Lord. His moment to decide, what the children were singing about in the hymn just now, that came, well, just before they put him to death, and he was ambushed, except he knew it was going to happen, by some heretic soldiers and Protestant ministers and folk like that. And they said, look, they'd already tried to shoot him. He was giving a sermon, and somebody shot at him, only the bullet missed him. He was preaching on one Lord, one faith, one baptism to Protestants. And some Protestants really didn't like that. Well, then they ambushed him on his way back home to his monastery, and they said, look, priest, they said, either you deny the Pope and purgatory and the seven sacraments, or we're going to kill you. That was his moment to decide, wasn't it? Well, you know what he said to them? He said, I have come here to enlighten you, to teach you the truth. I have not come to accept your errors. And they were furious at that. And so they all fell upon him, and they're called halberds, or sort of like battle axes, really. That's probably the origin of battle axe. And they chopped him all up, and he died right there. And he knew he was going to die, and he was offering up his death to our Lord. He always prayed for two things, children. One, never to commit a mortal sin. Two, to be able to die as a martyr for the Catholic faith. And both of his prayers were heard. This is his story. He is Saint Fidelis. He asked for that name because in the last book of the Bible, the Apocalypse, our Lord says, be faithful unto death, and thou shalt receive the crown of eternal life. And so he took the name of Brother Faithful, or Fidelis, when he became a Franciscan, kind of a stricter way, being a Franciscan called a Capuchin, and they were kind of a pointy hood. That's how you can tell. Padre Pio was a Capuchin, for example. Well, this is how his story started. It started the same way your story started. Our story starts when we get a name. It's a new name because we've never had one before. Usually our parents pick it for us when we're baptized. And then we become adopted into God's family. He was baptized Mark. Mark Ray was the family name, or Roy, depending on the spelling. And he was coming from Germany, that part of Germany they used to call Prussia, and from a Catholic family. Well, as he grew up, he was going to be a lawyer, except he was very holy, but secretly. He wore a hair shirt like the saints did that was all itchy, you know, for penance. And he always cared about poor people. And as he was doing his studies to put himself through school, he was hired as a private teacher, that's called a tutor, for some noblemen, young noblemen. And back then, part of being educated was to go on a tour of Europe, not for a week or two, but sometimes for years. And they would go to all the main parts of Europe, the cities, see the sights and study them and continue their studies with their tutor. And so he had a group of young noblemen, and he took them around and spent time with them several years and taught them many wonderful things and gave them a great example of avoiding sin. They were students, but they could still have a good time, but never offend our Lord by committing sins. Well, he got enough money from that to be able to finish his studies, and he became a lawyer, and he wanted to be like St. Francis and help out poor people. He was called the poor man's lawyer, because he never charged the poor people. Well, as he was working as a lawyer, he got pretty upset when he saw other lawyers telling lies. He heard them lying, and he saw them using different tricks and ways to get more money out of people and to win cases. And he realized one day, I couldn't be a lawyer and save my soul. Everybody is being just too dishonest. And one day somebody offered him a bribe to do a certain thing, and that was the last straw. And he walked away from law, and he became a priest, and he entered the Franciscans, the Capuchins, as they say. And then he got the name of Faithful or Fidelis, and he was sent to, well, first of all, he took care of sick people in plagues and things, and he was a great preacher. And so his superiors thought, we'll send him to Switzerland, because that's where the Protestants were trying to take over the country and get people not to be Catholics anymore. So they sent him there, and he did a great job of preaching, and he made lots and lots of converts. And every day, as I say, he would pray for the grace to be able to die as a martyr for the Catholic faith. Well, one year around springtime, this time of year, probably like in Lent, he realized that pretty soon he would get his prayer and he would die as a martyr. So he started signing his name, Brother Fidelis, pretty soon I'm going to be the food of worms. That's how he would sign his name, and that's the truth, because he would just be buried in the ground, and the worms would eat his body, and he didn't care because he would be already a saint in heaven. And then, after that, as he was getting closer to the time, remember how Saint Joseph is patron saint of a good death? As he was getting closer to the time, he would stay up all night praying before the tabernacle, the Blessed Sacrament, or the crucifix, and getting himself ready. And they say he liked to stay up all night praying, and that's how he could make so many converts, not so much from his preaching or teaching style, but just because he prayed so much and he was so very, very holy. So he was teaching and preaching to the Protestants, but the problem was this. The Protestants were very patriotic, and they were Swiss, and they had their own country, because everybody likes their own country. But they were invaded by the country next door, and that was called Austria. And Austria was a Catholic country still. And of course, they were trying to make the Swiss become Catholics again. But the Swiss were thinking, they're not our people, they invaded us, and we don't want to follow their religion. So patriotism, the love of their country, got kind of mixed up with a hatred of Catholicism. So Saint Fidelis, he had a hard time, but he was very careful. He gave a good example. He didn't insult his hearers. He stayed with them and he prayed for them all night long. So that's how he was able finally to be so very successful. And he was one of the first great martyrs after the Protestant revolt of bringing the Protestants back in to the Catholic Church. That's how he did it. But remember this, as you sang in that hymn today, it's true, you get one moment of decision when you have to decide, are you for God or are you against him? But every moment of the day, you're getting ready for that. So if in little things, you're careful and you remember to pray and you do your duty and you think, I won't say this because that wouldn't be pleasing to God, then when the big moment comes, the crunch on which everything depends for eternity, you don't need to worry. You'll be all right because you took care of the little things first. Ask our Lord for that grace today on the feast day of Saint Fidelis. Oh, and pray very hard to be faithful all the way through death. God bless you. In the name of the Father and of the Son.